Now, scrap tuition fees is a promise from the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn in his party manifesto, which I want to talk to you about. The pledge is estimated to have a price tag of almost 12 billion quid for the UK. So students would pay nothing, and no doubt you're supporting this, Fergal.
Yes, well, I don't think that would surprise you.
No, but justify it.
Well, I guess part of how this whole discussion has been framed so far has been about what is fair, should students pay their own way. I guess my rebuttal to that so far has been, well, for all those people maybe of your generation, Stephen, or maybe a wee bit older, maybe I'm over-exaggerating your age, all those people who went to university, didn't have to pay tuition fees, received a grant, are they not paying their own way today? Are they not paying their fair share of tax that goes towards covering the cost of education and public services? And so I guess for me, it's about whether we can create a system that's fair, that people aren't being lumped with lots and lots of debt. Because in England, for instance, where fees are much higher than here, people are graduating with over, you know, well, 40 grand worth of debt.
Well, you're the president of the NUSUSI, the student body. So it's no surprise you're suggesting this, that you're backing this Jeremy Corbyn proposal that's in this party manifesto. But we're in different times now, Fergal, aren't we? We're in times of real choice, where there is there always has been a finite amount of money, but the money, it's tougher now to pay the bills. It's tougher for the country to pay the bills that keep society functioning the way we want it to be. And therefore, there are hard choices to make.
I absolutely recognise.
And in that context, why should we not ask a student, you don't want a barrier to anyone's education, but ask a student that, look, after they get their education, when they're in a job and they've got the ability to repay it, pay the money back.
Well, so I guess if we get down into the nitty-gritty of how this system is currently funded and what it would look like if it were different, the reality of the situation is that through the student loan system that we have at the minute, through tuition fees and the debt and loan through which our universities are funded, actually, we had a bizarre situation a couple of years ago where almost half of all graduates would never pay back their loans. The funding of that system in itself is unsustainable. And so if we get to a point where we have a system instead in which tertiary education is free at the point of access, where people through general taxation pay towards a system that's funded from the public pot, then actually it's probably more sustainable. And what I'm getting at here is the fact that people who go on to third level education, who get some kind of qualification, are more likely to earn a higher amount of money through having a higher paid job. And so the reality is those people will pay their own way later in life anyway, and it will pay towards a system that is more sustainable rather than the one that we have at the moment.
Well, the broadcaster Charlie Wolfe disagrees with you. Charlie, good morning. Fergal here is arguing as to why students should get free tuition, no fees.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he puts forward some admirable comments, and which is desirable. You know, who wouldn't want free tuition? Is that economically, it really doesn't work, unfortunately. Just as student loans, as you were saying before, don't work. What happens is everybody wants to then go to school, and people that really shouldn't be there end up going to further education instead of maybe going into vocational. Whatever. That's the argument about they do better in life. Oh, yeah, they do. Most of them, not all. And that's something you should do automatically and pay your own way.
Yeah.
The system that I've seen work best, as far as I'm concerned, is in a private institution. I remember visiting Harvard once, and Harvard has an endowment that's probably the largest in the world of billions, and that money came from successful students that paid into it. And that funds the education of people who can't afford to go to Harvard. If you have the brains to go to Harvard, whatever your standing in the community is, financially or otherwise, you will go to Harvard.
Fergal, do you know how much it would be in Northern Ireland? Do you know what the cost would be here?
Well, yeah, the government department here did some work on this last year that we fed into in terms of abolishing fees. In terms of undoing the cuts that have been passed on to universities in the course of the last couple of years, it would cost around £100 million.
£100 million? Where are we going to get that from? A year?
Well, I mean, if you look specifically, I guess, at some of the things that we have subsidised for many, many years here, We have, say, industrial derating. We've talked about reducing corporation tax. All of those things cost money. We, our government here in Northern Ireland, when we had it, has made choices over the course of the
last number of years. Well, we haven't cut corporation tax yet, Fergus, so that's not going to pay for it. Where are you getting the $100 million from?
Well, there are various ways and means in which we prioritise funding in certain ways. And I am not saying that this is something that I think parties in Northern Ireland are going to do overnight. But certainly if you look at, say, some of the decisions that have been made in Westminster around tuition fees, around student grants, there does seem to be a political consensus here in Northern Ireland that differs from that exists in Westminster. For instance, all of our MPs from Northern Ireland voted against the Conservative government when they chose to scrap grants and convert them into loans, enforcing more debt on the students. And so there is a discussion that has been ongoing here in Northern Ireland for a number of years now. And I think that when we make choices about how we spend money, how we raise revenue, and how we raise public funding, it speaks to the kind of society that we want to see, but it also speaks to the choices we want to make about the future we're offering to the generations after us.
Here's Andy. Morning, Andy.
Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Doing okay today, thank you.
Yeah, I'll just talk about my experience. I graduated in 1988 from Jordanstown. At the time, I got the full grant. It was a three-year course with a middle year was out in industry. Now, if I was that age now and I had to pay massive fees, it would be a real discouragement for me going to further education. As it turns out, I left university with no debt, which was great. But now, what I earn now, basically I have paid off that grant countless times. It only takes 4 months of my salary, and that's a grant that I experienced over 2 years fully paid. So I think it's a terrible thing to expect young people nowadays to have to leave university with thousands of pounds worth of debt. Also, the whole housing situation. When I was getting married, 3 months I could save the 5% deposit for the house. Now they're having to save for years. So how are young people leaving university with big debts supposed to get onto the housing market? It's just a vicious circle.
Andy, thank you. Joe, morning, Joe.
Oh, hello there.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good stuff. You're sounding very bubbly this morning, Joe. why are you happy? You're not allowed to be happy when you phone this show.
I'm happy because Stephen's the biggest show yet again.
Good man. If you come up with a new word for big, you'll get a mug.
Humongous.
That's already been said.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I'll just talk about something important then.
We need the family fortune sound there. Think of another word for big.
I can't think of one.
Ah. Say bulging.
Leviathan. God.
You're getting a mug. Right, go ahead. Tuition fees.
Well, I mean, they're saying about where would you find the money, etc. You know, when it comes to wars, to find money at the drop of a hat, where does that money come from? Someone answer that.
Can I answer that? If we didn't find the money for defending ourselves, we surely wouldn't have a need for a university because someone else would be funding it. We'd all be speaking either German or Russian.
That's a really silly answer. But I have a couple of other points here that you can maybe
with respect, you know,
me an answer to.
We'd have to have a lot of wars for the amount of times I've heard someone say,
The FT 100 recently, their last week or the week before, the top 100, their wealth went up by 14%. Right now, the top 1% wealth in the UK or in the world, whatever way you want to talk about this, basically owns or controls or has the power over basically 90% of the world's population. That's fact. And the fact that the people are not chasing after the corporations to pay more tax, or the people siphoning money away in the Bahamas and the Seychelles and all sorts of places, and not chasing after it. If you get all that money in,
you run into the same problem. Budgets will expand. I know this, we're talking about.
How would the budget expand? Explain yourself.
Well, it was interesting. I heard an economist put this forward the other day on the NHS, and I know it's off topic, but very briefly, he said if you need $20 billion for the NHS and put that in, you then need 30. You know, budgets expand and expand and expand as money comes in. You know, if money could solve the problem, we'd have solved a lot of things a long time ago. You know, and just very quickly to the argument that someone made before about saddling debt. Yeah, No one wants to see people with large amounts of debt. But I remember years ago looking through my dad's university yearbook. He went to Iowa, I think it was Iowa State. This must have been back in the 30s or 40s. And they would probably have underneath how much each student contributed and how much work they did on the side.
Okay.
You know, they seem to have afforded it back then.
Yeah, you're going way off the subject. Okay. You're not answering the question.
All right. Joe, we're out of time. Thank you, Charlie and Fergal. Nice to talk to you both.